You're listening to SBS News.
Andrew Hastie and James Patterson were meant to accompany Labor MP Matt Keogh to Beijing on a study tour with Australian Policy Institute's China Matters next month. But now the two Liberal Party politicians have been barred from entering the country, and the study trip's been postponed. Both Mr. Hastie and Senator Patterson have been critical about alleged Chinese interference in Australia, unrest in Hong Kong, and alleged human rights abuses against Uyghur Muslims in China's Xinjiang province. In a statement, the pair said the decision was a consequence of what they've referred to as their frankness about the Chinese Communist Party. Senator Patterson says he's disappointed.
It appears to be that they're not willing to have dialogue with people who have been publicly critical of them, and that's a shame, because both Andrew and I in good faith agreed to visit China because we were interested in learning more about China and hearing from Chinese people about their perspective on the world, and also having an opportunity to share our perspective and our concerns with them. So it's a shame that they don't appear to be interested in having that free exchange of ideas.
In August, Mr. Hastie, the chair of Federal Parliament's Security and Intelligence Committee, compared China's rise to that of Nazi Germany's in an opinion article. China condemned his comments, saying they were detrimental to the country's relationship with Australia. China Matters CEO Alastair Nichols says he doesn't think China's trying to send a wider message by barring the pair. He says the move is likely down to the amount of media attention around the pair's scheduled visit.
Normally when we take a tour to China, we don't do any pre-visit media. We go, we have those discussions, very frank discussions, even those most sensitive ones. When we come back, the politicians are free to do as much media as they want.
Senator Patterson agrees the media coverage has been unhelpful, but he's suggesting that wasn't the only factor in China's decision.
I agree with Alistair that their media coverage was not helpful. Neither Andrew Hastie or myself made public the fact that we were going to China. We received a call from a media organisation that had a tip-off about our trip, and that certainly wasn't helpful. It made it public sooner than it otherwise would have been. But all three MPs who were travelling to China were named in that article, and only two of the MPs in that article were told that they're not welcome in China.
National's MP Darren Chester's standing by his coalition colleagues, and he's told the ABC it's important that ministers can speak openly about their opinions.
I think it's important that members of parliament can express their views on a whole range of issues and respectfully put their point of view across. And from what I've seen of Andrew and James, have expressed strong views on certain aspects of the relationship. But people-to-people links are very important. We have strong relationships. So I'd hope that we can work our way through this.
Chinese officials had no issue with Matt Keogh's presence on the study trip. In a statement, Mr. Keogh said he was disappointed by the outcome, adding,
"The circumstances of this trip being cancelled highlight why trips like this are important to increase mutual understanding instead of hasty wars of words via the media."
Evan Young, SBS News.